The Pat Kenny Show
with MasterCard. Share in extraordinary experiences all over the world with priceless cities at priceless.com.
This is News Talk.
Now, my next guest believes that type 2 diabetes should no longer be described as a chronic progressive illness. Rather than a lifelong diagnosis, she argues that through lifestyle changes, you can cure yourself of diabetes and reduce your reliance on medicines and insulin injections. In her new book, Dr. Eva Orsman's Reverse Your Diabetes, she lays out her plan to achieve that goal, and she's with me now to tell us all about it. Eva, good morning.
Good morning, John.
Thank you very much for joining us. First of all, I didn't think you could do this. I knew you could stop it early on if you addressed it, but I thought that somebody, once they had been diagnosed with diabetes and had it a long time, that was it. They just had to take insulin for the rest of their lives.
This has really been shocking me for years, because in my native country, Finland, and in Scandinavian countries, if you went and you investigated on the roads and you asked people, I would say most people knows in Finland that type 2 diabetes is linked to our lifestyle and the excess abdominal fat, the deep fat, the visceral fat. And it's really very much self-inflicted condition. I'm finding very amazing why we still have this notion in today's world in Ireland. And what makes it worse is that when patients are diagnosed, typically, not everywhere, but even happens in our university hospitals, because my patients who come and see me tell me this, that they were told that they have a chronic progressive disease and now they have to manage it with the lifelong reliance on medication, and that it can be managed, but it will get worse all the time and eventually they might need insulin. Very little emphasis is put on the lifestyle change, where if you look at the International Diabetes Federation guidelines, which are basically guidelines for all countries around the world, for all the doctors, all the primary healthcare team, how to manage type 2 diabetes. The first approach when you are diagnosed with type 2 diabetes should be to really look inside your lifestyle, look at your physical status. What is your waistline measurement? This is the most important measurement, because if your waistline measurement is more than half of your height, so let's say you're 160 centimeter tall woman or small like myself, that means that your waistline should not be more than 80 centimeters. So if my waistline is 86 centimeters, that would mean I have 6 centimeters extra. That 6 centimeters extra might not be enough to make me type 2 diabetics, but I have seen also people who had very little extra weight and they still got type 2 diabetes. 6 centimeters represents 6 kilos, because each centimeter is 1 kilo of excess weight. So which means I would have one stone of excess weight. That excess weight, when it's in the deep abdominal cavity called visceral fat, can be already, depending on your personal fat threshold, enough to make you type 2 diabetic, and you need to lose that. So what I'm saying, it's very important where that excess weight is located, because you could have a little bit bigger bum like the Kardashian and things. That's not dangerous fat, because the fat that sits around our bone structures like legs and arms, it's not dangerous fat. It's the totally different fat, the visceral fat.
It's the waist and area around it.
Because the visceral fat produces these inflammatory hormones that are responsible for the type 2 diabetes insulin resistance.
Can I ask you about that process? And GPs that I know, they will sit down and sometimes if diabetes is diagnosed, they will say, you need to address your weight. They sit down and they explain to people. So it's not like the doctors don't tell them what the solution is.
I know, but you see, John, there's a difference if you say to somebody, you know what, I really think you should look a little bit your lifestyle and lose some weight and exercise more. That there's a difference. Or if you say to somebody, you know what, now you have reached a point that you are about to get serious long-term illness, unless you something about it. Because yes, type 2 diabetes is a chronic progressive disease if you stay the way you are. But if you lose that abdominal fat and change the way you eat and exercise, and it's in that order, the exercise is after. Losing weight is number one. Changing your diet and exercise comes last, because exercise, the amount of calories that you can burn with exercise, it's very much smaller relative to what you can cut down on the calories with your diet.
Do we dance around this too much, Eva? Are we reluctant to turn, even a medical profession, are we reluctant to turn to the person in front of us and say, you've put on weight,
Absolutely. And you see, I did my research in Loughlinstown Hospital when I arrived in Ireland in 2000, and I looked at 260 staff members in Loughlinstown Hospital. We have 350 at the time. And I was looking at their lifestyles, their BMI, so their body mass index, their waistline measurement. And my research, I made my MPH on that, basically showed that healthcare professionals in that hospital were not doing any better than the rest of the population. Actually, in certain aspects, they were heavier and they had worse lifestyle habits.
These are the people working?
Working in the hospital. Now, these are the people who are the frontline people who are making diagnoses, who are talking to people. If you are having an issue with your own weight, with your own lifestyle, you're very unlikely to discuss and say to the person in front of you, I think, John, you should need to lose some weight and look at your lifestyle. But the patient will look at it, sorry, excuse me, you're telling me to lose weight, look at yourself. Like, you don't go, if you are uncomfortable with the situation, with the topic, you won't go there. And I think that there is something to do with that, because there are healthcare professionals who really would need to look at their own, you know, we can't just, you know, talk the talk. We need to walk the walk. And I think one of the reasons I'm so passionate about this is because I love food. This is my third book. All my books are based on recipes and food. I all the time read cookbooks. I cook a lot purely because I love food. I have a sweet tooth. So if I didn't manage my condition, if I didn't manage this, you know, love for food, I would be double my size, but it can be managed.
And how do you do that? How do you go up to somebody? This conversation actually happened, I think, the week before last. How do you rock up to somebody, perhaps someone who you love or someone who's in your family, and how do you put it in such a way that you don't cause offence and cause the opposite reaction?
But personally, obviously, you know, it's easier said than done, because obviously people have different relationships and different, you know, chemistry that what they can say. But I think that healthcare professionals are the people who have the right. Like, I can't go on I meet somebody here and say, do you know what, I think you should lose the weight. It's not my business, you know. But a healthcare professional is there. This is a medical issue. If you're
in the confines of the doctor's
surgery. Absolutely, and nurses. Because, first of all, we have over 62% overweight and obesity levels in this country, which means that there's more overweight and obese people than normal weight people. But if your BMI, that you carry so much excess weight that it's over 30, so you are actually considered clinically obese, even though the waistline measurement is a better and quicker way to assess somebody, this means that you carry so much excess weight that it's affecting your health. Healthcare professionals are there to guide what and how to manage but your health. They should talk to
a
you.
A doctor telling you one thing, if you go home and the environment that you're in, the people that are around you don't know or don't want to support or don't want to hear or haven't noticed, then you're not going to fix it.
You know what? Lifestyle change is not an easy thing. Any change is not easy. And I know that more than myself, but I have had quite a, you know, challenging life the last 2 years. And I know how difficult it is when your life situations change. But change can be possible, can be done. Yes, people need support. And I had a patient just today, this morning, in my clinic before I arrived here. And he said to me, my wife has been fantastic. He has been supporting me, has been cooking. My children even told me, Dad, I'm so impressed. You have been really sticking to this diet. And he said, it's support is not just important, it's vitally important. If you are on your own and you try to do a diet, yes, there are some people who go all odds. But in fairness, it's difficult.
Do you think doctors are too quick to prescribe?
Goodness me. I don't think they are too quick to prescribe. The statistic shows that they are, because we are spending over 14% of our health budget at this stage on medication in Ireland. So that alone is a huge number. We have doubled the pharmacies compared to UK. And this came out when I was doing Ireland's Health Divide a few years ago, documentary. We have doubled the pharmacies per capita than in UK. So clearly we are using more drugs than an average, and we are taking over-the-counter drugs, we are taking prescription drugs. And you know what's worse? Because many people get their drugs free of charge, they don't even think, first of all, the cost, but they don't think about the side effects of these drugs.
Well, one text has come in that proves your point. I reversed type 2 diabetes. I lost 2 stone.
Fantastic. Well done.
13 to 11. Also, blood pressure normalised after 10 years. of taking that medication.
Thank you for this text. This is fantastic that people share these, because this is what people need to share. Blood pressure is one of those typical conditions that people say to me, oh, I have high blood pressure in my family, so on and so on. I always say to people, you can only say that you have high blood pressure or any condition in your family if you have normal waistline and normal body mass index. Then if you still have it, then I say, hands up, poor thing, it came from the sky. I don't know, you know. But until then, please don't tell me it's your family, because what you have in your family is your eating habits in most cases. And then you see, thank God, smoking has reduced quite dramatically over the last 20 years.
Oh, that's a whole different voice. Let's not even go there.
That goes in hand with high blood pressure. Many people, you know, they used to smoke.
Reverse Your Diabetes is the book. It's available for €23 in bookstores nationwide. And you are going to be holding information sessions on how you can reverse your type 2 diabetes in Easons this month. You can visit easons.com to book your tickets today. Dr. Eva Orton.
Thank you. And next week, I'm going to be in Galway and Cork.
Very
good. So I hope to see you guys there.
Dr. Eva Orton, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.